So, my musical goodbye to my working week in the company of Jono Tate of Hatchet Man. If you were listening earlier when Pippa's gig guide was being aired, we heard about how wonderful the Murati Sunset Concerts are, and Hatchet Man are playing there at 5 o'clock tomorrow, and they are playing at the Alma Cafe in Rosebank on Sunday. And Hatchet Man, Jono, congratulations, you've made 10 years.
Hey, John, yeah, thank you so much. It does feel like something of an achievement, I must say.
Of course you can remember the origins of Hatchet Man. How did it come about?
So Hatchet Man started 2013. I saw Nick and Matt Catter, the brothers who make up the other two-thirds of the band, playing a gig with a pianist called Brittany Dilks. And I heard the two lads harmonizing with one another, and I thought, sure, that's a sound I've only heard with one other band, and that band's called Crosby, Stills & Nash. So I kind of took the chance and went and had a chat with Nick afterwards and said, listen, bud, I write some songs. Would you be interested in hearing them and having your brother come along and sing some harmonies and see how that works out? And we did that. Nick sat and listened to some of my songs. I think it was a Wednesday night. And then the following Sunday, Matt joined. And the three of us started singing together. And it was like a real romance of sorts, you know, when we heard what our voices sound like in harmony. It was quite a magic moment.
Yeah, having been at several Hatchet Man live performances, magic describes it. And with David Crosby having died, nearly 3 weeks ago now, that Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young reference becomes even poignant, even more poignant.
Well, this is one of the reasons why we kind of thought, okay, we've got to get our program for the year kicked off as soon as possible, get all of our CSN tracks that we've learned and played over the years together so that we can pay something of a tribute to a man who, you know, without whom we probably wouldn't be a band.
And at both the Murati concert tomorrow and the Alma Cafe concert on Sunday, you'll be doing quite a lot of CSNY songs.
Yeah, I think we've got five of the CSN catalogue together, and then we also do... And this is quite an interesting little one because the CSN's favorite band is the Beatles. And they did a couple of Beatles numbers as CSN, one of them being Blackbird, the beautiful Paul McCartney song. And so we'll be doing a reading on that. And then there's also, and this is quite a deep cut, but Paul Simon, David Crosby, and Graham Nash did a version of Here Comes the Sun at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame gig in 1997. And they do an amazing version of that tune. So we'll be doing that one as well. So there's seven effectively CSN songs in that set.
Plus stuff which is original to Hatchet Man.
Yes, yeah, no, we'll be playing material of our two albums, our debut record. There's a couple of songs that have still managed to stick around and quite a couple of our latest EP. I think you're going to be playing the title track of that to close your show off tonight. And then we've got some new material that we kind of just waiting to get into studio again to record that we'll be playing live as well.
When you do covers, what's your approach? I mean, some people try to make it to do it in a way that if you close your eyes, you can imagine that the band that first brought the song to public popularity is playing it. Others try very hard to put their own stamp on it. Yes, it's the original song, but it's kind of more of a sampling approach. What largely is the Hatchet Man approach to the covers that you do?
It mostly has to do with what we're capable of. You know, the songs we pick are generally songs by sort of very, very competent musicians and artists and songwriters. So it's, first of all, can we actually handle singing the melodies and the top lines that these guys write? Because they're often incredibly challenging. And then it's a case of we just kind of let it happen as it does naturally between the three instruments that make up the music of Hatchet Man, which is very basic. It's an acoustic guitar, an electric bass, and a box drum. So it's whatever the three of us are able to generate through those very simplistic wooden instruments, that's what defines the sound of a cover. So I guess it's more in the latter camp of making it our own.
Okay. And very quickly, because you can either talk about it for a minute or you can talk about it for 10 seconds and we can play the whole song, The Dream.
Okay. The Dream, I think it has to do with everything about being a musician, wanting to play music, fly around, play music for more people, and just continue to play music.
Jono Tate of Hatchet Man, 10 years old, playing at Murati Wine Estate at 5 p.m. tomorrow, and at Jono's home base, the Alma Cafe, 6 for 6:30 on Sunday. And here is the title song from their newly released EP, The Dream.